Hey everybody, welcome to the Pokemon World Tour Anime Edition. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
Today we're watching episode 2, Pokemon Emergency.
It aired in Japan on April 8th, 1997, and in the United States on September 9th, 1998. There's no director stuff.
So. Yeah, I know. I remember that last time. I guess it's not very important in anime.
I guess.
I mean, I imagine it is. This seems like tricky work, but either way. So, if you're new here, which you probably are because it's only episode 2, so statistically speaking, you're pretty new to these. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of the Pokemon anime, then we come back and we talk about it. I'm just running through the Morphin Grid script of a Pokemon.
It's basically the same.
Yeah, so this is brought to you by our lovely patrons over at patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. That's why, I mean, you guys, if you're hearing this right away, you know that because you are one.
That's right. You guys are hearing this episode before the first episode even hits the regular feed.
Yeah, so
which I'm still not sure if that's going to be separate or not.
I kind of want it to be all one thing, but
I don't want it to be a glumpy mess. Just like
I'm thinking of people on the
I want to do an anime edition feed so that I can do a blue cover and we can get red and blue.
I'm thinking of people's podcast feed situation.
You're right.
I don't want them to have to go find another podcast to subscribe to.
I'll shoot a tweet out that asks what people would prefer. I'll ask the people.
Ask the people. Obviously, since you're a patron, you get top billing in people, so like let us know.
Yeah, your votes count twice.
I mean, if you're listening to this when it comes out, like you're cool too. Like thanks. Thanks for this. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it. But you know, if you want these early, if you want them hot and fresh, you gotta get on that Patreon tip. So, we're going to go watch Pokemon Emergency now because
we're going to watch it.
We need a catchphrase.
We didn't get one yet.
Hold on. What? I choose you? I just said it with more confidence.
Don't
Pokemon
like that.
Go. Episode go.
We did this exact same thing last time, I think.
Yep.
And I believe you said we'll be better prepared next time.
Well, I
but
lied.
Maybe I'm making that up.
I'm sorry. I
maybe
probably
you
said
lied.
That, and I bet I lied. And
but we're going to go watch this episode of Pokemon now, and we'll be right back. And we're back. And we're going to figure that out someday, I promise.
Yep. So, pwtpodcast.tumblr.com is our website. Do we do this?
Are exactly doing the Morphin Grid script.
I feel like, yes, I am, because I have this automatic response to doing it. And I feel like if I don't do it, it'll be like, I forgot to do, you know how like you're like, oh, you go to work and you're like, did I forget to do that thing? What am I forgetting? Or you get home and you're like, was I supposed to buy something? You know, like, I'll feel like that all day.
Or you walk into the kitchen and you're like,
why
was I
here?
Hungry or do I have to go to the bathroom? Why did I end up in this room?
What am I doing here? How did I get here? So pwtpodcast.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at pwpodcast. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/pwtpodcast. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Go rate us.
I'm going to see if I can think of a way to just streamline that. This is not on Stitcher. Only the Morphin Grid is on Stitcher because it's just not like two people get it through there.
Well, hey, that's
if we're lucky.
That's two more people than don't.
Oh, I mean, whatever.
That's it. Those are the places you can get us, and we're on Patreon, but I already told you that at the front of the show. So, we're going to jump right in. Cool? I almost looked for my phone to get the notes out, but guess what? Your boy doesn't take any notes for this one.
That's me. I got the notes. And we start off with a recap of episode 1, in case you missed it.
We do. And he's like, our hero, Ash Ketchum. I was like, hold on. Not my
hashtag hero. Not my hero. We do find out, though, that it was Thundershock.
Thunder, yes.
It was a lightning-struck Thundershock that killed the herd of Spearows.
It got supercharged by the Ambi, or Pikachu's level, like, 96. We don't know.
Well, no, he definitely gets struck by lightning as he's Thundershocking.
Okay.
That's because he has probably the ability Lightning Rod,
so
which attracts lightning to him. He knew that, because this Pikachu is a Gen 3 Pikachu in a Gen 1 anime.
Good for him.
He's also level 100.
He's up there at the very least.
Anyway, after the recap, we cut to like an external shot of Viridian City with a voiceover of a lady saying, hey, Viridian City population.
Viridian Cityers? Viridians?
Viridians? Viridianians?
No, we're going to go with Viridians.
There might be some Pokemon thieves around, so keep your eyes out for suspicious boys running with a Pikachu in their arm that look like they just went through heck.
Right. This is weird.
Also, before we jump into that, the police station is ahead. It's a flesh-colored cylinder building.
With a hat on
it. With a hat on it. Yeah.
So she runs out, and because Ash comes up carrying his Pikachu, right? And so she's like, hey, what are you doing without that Pikachu in a ball? Are you a thief? Are you a Pokemon thief? You're under arrest. Tell me right now.
Because your injuries make it look like you are stealing that Pokemon.
Right? Like he is banged up. Pikachu's unconscious. And also, there's a poster of what the thieves look like 2 inches behind you, Jenny.
Well, to be fair, their faces are in very heavy shadow.
But their hair is not. Their very distinctive hair is not.
And their uniforms also are not.
So she's like, give me your ID. He's like, I don't have one. I'm 10. I walked here.
She says, well, then I think you're stealing.
Yeah, very accusatory. You get Jenny's personality right out of the gate. This is Officer Jenny. Get used to her.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
There's an Officer Jenny in every town.
It's a weird thing. So
it's not the only one. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
She does happen to see the Pokedex sticking out of his jacket pocket, which thank God he didn't lose it.
Yeah. Also, before we get to that, she's like, he's like, I'm from Palatown. She's like, you're the third person from Palatown I've seen today.
She says fourth.
Fourth. Right.
Because so, Gary and the two others.
Do we ever meet them?
I hope not until, like, the Pokemon League tournament.
Because, like...
And they just beat him in the first round. They beat Ash in the first round because he's a loser.
Because I want to know who these two are. Who are these people?
I don't know. I think I saw something on Reddit the other day that might have been like, who are the other two trainers from Pallet Town? But I didn't click it. I'll see if I can dig it up.
Okay.
And I'll tweet the link out.
Yeah. Because I want to know. And I almost just started singing the Tarzan song.
Because in the manga, which I think I'm saying wrong, but whatever.
I mean, if you say manga, you sound like a nerd. Red. So
there's Red.
I mean, look, if you guys say manga, that's cool. That's fine. But like,
manga.
Oh, it's manga.
Oh, Pokemon.
Oh, do you mean
manga?
Pokemanga.
I call it Pokemanga.
It's whatever.
It's Pokemon Pokemon Adventures. But there's Red, who has the same name.
Your boy Red.
There's Blue, who is your rival, who is green in Japan.
Okay.
And then there's a girl to take the third, who is green over here, but blue in Japan.
Right.
So we'll call her Green. She's not the same as the girl character from Fire Red and Leaf Green. Her name is Leaf. You guys will get all this in time. Don't worry about it.
So is his name Fire?
Nope. He's Red still. He's still Red. But I think her name is Leaf so that she's not just Green from the manga.
Right.
So that's a different character.
But it's like the same character.
No, it's not. She's very different. Green is a very distinct character.
I went to the comic shop today.
And Leaf is just Lady Red.
I went to the comic shop today. I'm going to be honest with you. I went to the comic shop today. I was going to get some comics. And I was going to buy the first volume of the Pokemon manga.
Do you want to just borrow it? I have like 14 volumes.
Yeah, I do want to borrow it. I was going to buy it so that way like I could just have it, right?
Right.
Maybe I'll buy it later. But
maybe you should borrow it and see if you want to buy it.
Good call. But I got there, and the comics weren't there because it was a shipping error, so I walked 2 miles for nothing, and I was like, I'm not buying anything. I'm out. So I didn't get it. So I do want to borrow it so I can read it.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Anyway.
Anime is really weird because Officer Jenny is like, is that a Pokedex? Reaches into his pocket and grabs it and does like a spin move and slams it into the screen. She's like, this is a Pokedex.
Boosh, Pokedex.
It's got your ID in it, little boy. Woo!
And he's like, oh, good. Because I didn't have one otherwise.
He's only 10, so he's not a fully developed anime character yet.
His hair is only barely a little spiky. And it's just a regular color.
Oh.
He's not a Yu-Gi-Oh or anything.
No.
Yu-Gi-Oh has the most anime hair I think I've ever seen.
Pokemon Gen 4, 5, and 6, the hair gets a little ridiculous. So she flips Dexter open.
Yep.
And it's like, I am Dexter. I am snarky, but since you are not a loser, I will just be polite boy. I am the Pokedex of Ash Ketchum. It shows his picture. I was programmed by Professor Oak.
If I am lost
or
damaged, if I'm stolen or lost, I cannot be replaced.
Irreplaceable.
Huh. That's weird.
It's a good thing it's waterproof because Ash jumped in a river last episode.
Yeah. I mean, well, here's the thing, right? Like, all the Pokemon are, like, elemental animals. So I'm sure they have some sort of technology that you can, like, you know, abstract from them.
You would think that's not what I want. Taking Ash's extract. Pokedex would be a plot point at some point.
You would
since
think
it's irreplaceable.
That. Yeah.
Probably like, oh, now you are the thief and you can't prove it. And then Jesse would be like, I'm Ash Ketchum now.
Look at my thing.
Pikachu would be like, well, I'm Ash's Pokemon.
No,
so
Pikachu
I gotta go with her now.
Pikachu would be like, I know the truth. And
like,
that's
this
how that would
show, this dumb show for babies.
They would figure out, that's how they would figure out that it was really Ash. It's because Pikachu would be like, I know. I was Pokemon.
So Jenny is like, okay, now that I know who you are, we gotta get you to the Pokemon Center in a jiff. Hop into my police bike, and I'll escort you there, because you're obviously banged up and not stealing that Pikachu.
Now that we've determined that you're not a thief.
So they peel out of the station, and then when the dust settles, Misty is coughing, hacking up a lung.
With
her charred, mangled
bike
on her shoulders, and she's like, I'm gonna kill you, Ash Ketchum.
I will beat you to death with this bike, I promise you.
And she runs it down the street after
that. Yeah. Okay, so I build bikes as part of my job at where we work, and them's heavy. This must be a very lightweight bike.
This is
bike.
It's
a single gear, lightweight fixie.
It's one of those, some kind of aluminum alloy, like real light metal.
Super light. It's a PVC bike.
So then a fishing hook kind of just comes out of the sky and hooks the wanted poster, and they pull it off of the signboard.
Yeah, so Team Rocket, instead of like sneaking up and taking it, they got in their Meowth hot air balloon.
The giant Meowth hot air balloon.
And flew above the police station and fishing hooked the poster away. That's so complicated.
And also, hey, look at us. We're in a giant Meowth hot air balloon. What?
Our mascot is also our ride. And we're the only one in town. We're the Pokemon thieves.
So James is looking at the poster. He says, oh, this just makes me look nasty. They got
says
my
terrible.
Terrible. Okay. They got my bad side.
Jesse's like, well, good, because we want them to know exactly who we
yes,
are.
Yes, they captured the real you. And this is as menacing as Team Rocket is ever going to be.
They seem effective. They seem, I mean, a little like over.
Well, up until
overblown.
This point, because there's an APB, and Jenny's like, hey, look how these people are stealing Pokemon. So I'm assuming effectively.
Yeah.
She's warning the entire city.
Right, over the, like, town intercom.
It's a city, so it's not a small town. She has to bring Ash to the Pokemon Center on a motorcycle, so it's far away.
So, also, this is the first time we see Team Rocket. They seem menacing, they seem effective. That will change by the end of this episode.
Meowth says something.
I'm a top cat.
I'm the boss. Meowth is the boss of Team Rocket, as far as we know right now.
As far as we know.
Team Rocket is these three people, and Meowth is in charge.
Yeah. I want to point out that Meowth is a Pokemon that can talk.
And that's just fine.
And that's totally cool, and everyone's fine with it, and whatever. But
it makes sense that Jesse and James wouldn't bring attention to it because they know already.
Right.
But, like, he definitely talks later, and nobody says, hey, that's weird. Why are you like this?
That's a talking Pokemon. But also, he still says Meowth.
Yep.
So that would be like if randomly throughout my speech patterns, I was like, Jake, like, that's it. Like that. If I ended my sentences by being like, Jake, you know how dumb that would be? That would be so dumb. Or he's saying something in Meowthish.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird, right?
It is very weird.
Everything about Meowth is kind of weird.
And they don't explain why he can speak English for a while. And they don't even bring attention to it, I think, until the episode where they're like, hey, by the way, why can you do that?
Hey, a quick question. You're a freak. You can talk like a people. What's up? Why are you a yakety-yak cat from outer space?
Oh, well, I was a cat that just believed I was a people so hard that I kind of became a people.
Oh, well.
We cut back to the motorcycle, and Jenny just says, hey, this part's tricky. Hang on. It does a sweet motorcycle trick.
Doing some awesome stunt. She let him out.
She, like, drifts into the stairs and then bumps up them.
I think she like
through the front door and stops right in front of the desk of
the
Pokemon
most
Center.
Responsive automatic doors in the history of mankind.
Yeah, thank God.
So there's stairs and there's these little ramp banisters next to them. I think she like hops up onto one of those.
Maybe.
And then launches off of that and then lands in a drift up to the front desk where Nurse Joy is like, we have a driveway.
Yeah, we have a driveway.
There's like an entrance that you could drive up to.
He could have ran up the steps. Right. Like,
well, I mean, it would have taken longer.
Yeah, but...
Time is of the essence, Josh.
Pikachu would have been fine.
We don't know that. She says later, you got here just in time. So
that's true.
They would have done some sweet stunts.
She sees the Pikachu, or I think Jenny is like, hey, Nurse Joy, how are you? This Pikachu's dying. Please help it. Because they banter for a second before they get to helping the dying Pokemon.
They take a long time getting to it. Because she's like, oh, what is it? Whose Pokemon is this? And she's like, the boy's who's holding it. What do you mean? What? Like, it's his. And she's like, what did you do to it? Why did you do this to your Pokemon?
Right, well, my notes call them Chaney nurses.
Chansey nurses.
The Chansey nurses come out.
Two little Chansey, Dick Chaneys Chansey. Run out.
They run out with a stretcher because she, like, bashes on the computer. Like, I need a stretcher emergency. For a small electric Pokemon. Stat. So Chanseys come out with a little stretcher.
I like that they have specific stretchers for specific types. That's a good, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It's just, like, lined with rubber sheets.
Yeah.
So they bring the stretcher out. Joy loads it up. Chansey's bring him back. Ash is like, what can I do to help? And Nurse Joy lets him have
reams
it.
Reams him out. She's like, well, don't fight your Pokemon until it's dead, right. Dummy. And he's
be more responsible, you dumb little baby man.
And to Ash's, to be fair to Ash, he's like, you don't know what happened, because she doesn't.
She doesn't, but to be fair to Nurse Joy, it's his irresponsibility that almost killed him and Pikachu.
It is exactly his fault. Yes. But yeah, it's, I don't know. So she's like, wait, and then immediately switch flips, and she's like, just wait out here, I'll be back. You'll be fine. And then takes him into the thing. Jenny's like, well, I parked in your driveway, in your house.
Right. Oh, no, right here. I just remembered the motorcycle is still at the front desk.
I gotta go. Do some police business. It's nighttime now.
Yeah, she's like, I have to leave. And Joy says, next time use the driveway. Because they're, like, cute for some reason.
Yeah.
They're real cute with each other.
I ship it. So we need to think of a name. Joiny?
Joiny. No.
Joiny.
Janoy. Janoy is my girl. Nope. All right.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
So Ash is sitting around the waiting area, and a turquoise Pidgey cuckoo clock goes off.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's a shiny Pidgey. But then you're like, no, that's not their color.
Yeah, they're like a yellowish, like ambery.
Yeah, they're like a gross color. They're like a gross Game Boy color yellow.
Yeah. So he's sitting around. That thing goes off, I guess, to drive home how quiet and alone it is in the Pokemon Center.
Yeah, no one's there because I guess everyone takes good care of their Pokemon. So he sees a phone, and he's like...
Well, not everyone. There are Pokemon here.
Right. Well, I guess everyone's like, here you go, fix her up. I gotta go. I don't care about my Pokemon as much as
Sweet
Ash
deals
does,
at
I
the
guess.
Mart across the street.
So he sees a phone, which is a computer phone.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna call my mom and tell her that I hate myself. So he hops on the computer phone, and he calls his mom. It's nighttime, like I said, so she's, like, getting ready for bed. She just took a shower.
Yeah, she's got that, like, hair wrap towel
thing.
Yeah,
the thing that every girl is born with the genetic information knowing how to do, like, wrap your hair in a towel that looks, to me, it looks like magic.
And, like, a cucumber paste face
mask. It's like a mask.
Yeah.
She peels it off in one go. But, yeah, she's like, oh, it's Ash. Or, no, she answers, like, hello, who is this? Phone only.
This is... Not exactly, but like 95% just Skype.
Yeah, it's Skype if Skype had a phone attachment.
Right, it starts with voice only, but there's no microphone. There's a handset.
Yeah. And so she's got that, and she's like, it's me, Mom. And so then she takes her mask and her hair towel off and hits the video button, and he pops up. And he's like, well, I'm in Viridian City. And she's like, that's great. You did it. Your dad took so long to get there.
She kind of gives a little bit of backstory on why Ash is a loser, because it took his dad four days to walk Route 1.
Did he get lost? Ash jumped into a river and still made it in 2 days? Yeah,
we don't even know if it's one whole day has passed yet.
Yeah,
this might be the dawn of the first day.
I think this is...
Or the dusk.
Yeah, I think this is night of the first day. Dum dum.
But that does not stop his mother from asking him if he's changed his undies every day.
Right.
He's kind of like, yes, because it's not a new day yet. You saw me this morning,
remember? So far, so good, I guess, Mom. I'm still worried about why they're letting 10-year-olds out into the world this early, but that's neither here nor there.
But yeah, his dad also wasn't great at walking down a path.
What's that story?
I don't know.
I want to know
that.
We'll
never find out.
Because she's like, he's so proud of you.
Is he home?
Is he there?
Is his dad her Mr. Mime? Because that's, I don't want to get into that.
Nope. I bet that's a theory.
Oh, probably somewhere. That's part of the, after he fell off the bike, he's in a coma now, probably, thing.
We'll talk about that at some point. That dumb theory.
Yeah, we will. Because it's so convoluted.
It's very convoluted.
But it has to be that convoluted to make sense the way they want it to.
Yeah.
Anyway, he hangs up with his mom because he's like, man, I feel like dirt. And she's like, you're not dirt, you're sand. And then they hang up. And then the phone for the Pokemon Center, like the receptionist's phone, rings.
Yeah, the desk rings.
Ash walks over to the phone and answers it. He's like, yeah, this is the Pokemon Center. I'm Ash. Who are you?
He doesn't even say it's the Pokemon Center. He's like, this is Ash. What up? What can I do for you? And it's Professor Oak.
Thank goodness.
So good thing it's someone he knows, but still, like, Brother Man, like, what are you doing?
Like, can't just walk around answering phones
all willy-nilly. I get that the one person who works here is in surgery or something. So, like, I guess you're just doing your part.
So he's talking to Professor Oak, who's like, oh, man, your mom was here. Your mom was here when you called her, because she immediately told me that you're in...
Well, maybe she called him real
maybe.
Quick.
There's, like, 3 seconds in between phone calls. Right. It starts on the wrong camera, too. We start with the back of Professor Oak.
Yeah, and he's like, it's me, Professor Oak. Don't you recognize me? He's like, I'm looking at the back of your head. He's like, oh, wrong camera. Turns it around. There is no camera behind him.
No, it's that...
There's a wall and, like, a pod of some sort behind him.
It's that viewing globe technology that they have in the Pokemon world.
Pokemon's got some weird tech that we'll see in
a minute. Like, super futuristic, but also very outdated.
Yeah.
The way that their Skype phones have a handset is like...
That's, I think that gives you all the information you need to know, right about their technology. So he's like, hey, so I don't, what does he even talk about? Why does he even call?
He's like, oh, I heard you got there, and I didn't believe it, so I called to see if you're there. And Ash is like, well, I answered the phone, so here I am.
And he's like, yeah, I guess you are.
That does make sense, doesn't it?
And he's like, I bet Gary... $1 million that you wouldn't have a single Pokemon by the time you got there, or that you would have caught one. Gary said he would not. Gary was right.
Yeah.
And now Professor Oak owes
Gary bet Gary $1 million you couldn't catch a new Pokemon. And Ash says, well, that's a good thing. Money's not everything.
Money's not everything.
And then Professor Oak just gets sad. He's like, why do I even bother? Why do I bother with these dorky kids?
Look at this loser. I had faith in you, Ash.
So Oak's out $1 million. He has to go. He's still like, good job getting there. Oh, Ash, the monitor for this call, because it's the receptionist desk, is a panel on the wall.
Yeah.
That is the four, like, hieroglyphics of the legendary Pokemon. So from top left to bottom right. You know how I'm doing it.
Like a Z.
There's Moltres, Articuno, Zapdos, and Arcanine.
The legendary Pokemon.
And Arcanine is the one that turns into a computer monitor.
Sure.
Because he's not a bird.
Ash is also like, hey, I saw that point at Articuno. Hey, I saw that Pokemon flew over a rainbow. And Professor is like, you're stupid. No, you didn't.
Yeah, there's no way you saw that Pokemon. People search their whole lives and die without seeing it.
You're just Ash Ketchum. You did not see that Pokemon. Which, to be fair, he's right.
He did not.
He did not see that Pokemon. Which is weird, because the people who made the episode know that it's Ho-Oh.
Yeah.
Because they have the information from the game from Gold and Silver, which is being made at the same time. Like, they know what that Pokemon is.
So think they would pay this off. And I don't know what happens when Ash gets to Johto, so maybe they do?
I don't know.
I've only seen Pokemon the first movie.
Yeah.
But now I own...
Triple.
The Steelbook of the
first
three.
We'll be doing those for this.
Yeah. Forward to that 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
From now.
Josh will cry.
I'm gonna cry when we get to Bye Bye Butterfree, but that's...
I doubt it'll be that emotional for me. I got a little nervous with Pikachu, but I don't think it'll be too bad for Butterfree.
Ash is very wrong about that being Ho-Oh.
Yeah.
But like, he still did see a weird bird with
a crown
on its head.
Yeah. So I mean, it's weird that they're having Ash be like, that's what I saw, even though it's not. Like, it's not even the same shape, you know? Like,
No, it's just a bird, but it, like, the hieroglyphic has, like, a weird lumpy head.
Right.
So I think so he's like, oh, that must be the bird.
That's probably it. I'm 10. It's that. So Professor Oak hangs up.
He hangs up. His pizza's ready, and it's got, like, a bunch of gross stuff
it. It's got spinach and anchovies and pineapple. And, like,
that's the grossest combination of foods.
I don't like spinach or anchovies, but they at least are acceptable on a pizza. Pineapple is not.
I've eaten anchovy pizza by accident, and, like, it's fine.
I like fish, but I hate anchovies.
It just tastes like real salty pizza.
They're way too salty. They're just like salt bombs.
But just keep your pineapple off my pizza.
Yeah.
Don't heat up pineapple. That's so gross.
No, why would you do that? What did,
like,
who
keep
hurt
it
you?
Off my ham. Keep it off my pizza.
I don't mind it on ham.
I just don't like it warm. Like,
but I don't. Yeah, I don't like. I don't love pineapple in the first place. But like, as it like a like an accessory to ham. Like, to add a little flavor on it, that's fine, but, like, do not, I swear to God, if you put it on my pizza, you're burnt. You're dead to me.
So Oak hangs up, and we hear a voice that says, hey, jerk, and then it, like, fades out to commercial.
Yeah,
and comes right
it comes
back.
It
comes back on Misty holding her bike, like, I'm gonna kill you with this mangled bike.
She's like, listen to me, you loser. Ash Ketchum is a loser count. Bing!
Two.
Two.
I wrote it down.
So she, like, throws the bike down. She's like, hey, what is this? Ash is like, well, what happened to your bike?
What happened?
And she's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now,
I'm
Ash
expecting her to just like grab it by the front wheel and just swing it into his face.
Bash him in the head. So he's like, I don't have any money. I'm 10 years old.
Right. I'm going to have to fix that later.
Yeah. And she's like, I fell for that before. I don't think so.
And then he's just like, Pikachu's dying, though. And then she gets all serious. She says, is it very serious? Which is like a weird... She says it weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've always got hung up on the way she says it.
They say a lot of things weird because they have to like match the mouths a lot of the time. And like,
right.
So like, that's the thing about anime that I like the least is the weird pauses in... They're like, what do you mean? Just because the mouth didn't match up.
Right.
But yeah, he's like, yeah, Pikachu's dying. And like, I don't know what's going on with that yet. So, like, I got other things to worry about.
So she's a little worried. She, I think, feels like a little compassion for him because his only friend in the world is dying.
Right.
And he's only barely his friend. He's been his friend for, like, 5 minutes before he almost died. And he's in surgery or something. He's getting vaccinated because the sign is a lit-up syringe.
Yeah, the in-use sign for the hospital room is a syringe, which is weird. So she's like, all right, I guess I'm just going
to,
like, for a minute.
It starts to get painfully awkward, but then the light goes out.
Yeah.
And Joy and the Chaney nurses bring out Pikachu. Guess what I'm naming my Chansey, guys.
He's
sleeping.
Yeah.
He's got a light bulb strapped to his head.
I guess that's to...
With some, like, coil phone...
Is that to, like, test to see if he's alive? Like, if he's alive, he'll be outputting electricity, and the light bulb... So if he dies, the light bulb will go out? That's really sad.
I don't know, but Nurse Joy's like, he's gonna recover and be fine. You got him here just in time.
And then...
Good on Officer Jenny.
Then, speaking of Officer Jenny, the town intercom inside the building goes off. And it's like, this is Officer Jenny. The Pokemon thieves are on the loose. They've been spotted because they're in a giant hot air balloon. They weren't hard to find, but they're coming for your Pokemon. Be careful. And then we see them float over the hospital, and they're like, oh, time to steal some Pokemon. And they throw their Pokeballs through a skylight. They're coughing and echoing through a skylight, which is like such a baller move.
It is.
I think.
Because you're standing in the Pokemon Center, and all of a sudden the roof shatters, and two Pokemon pop out.
And then immediately
coughing,
a smoke screen.
Coughing immediately smoke screens the whole room.
And so Ash is like, oh, God, what's happening? Oh, no. Then they appear in the smoke.
Did they rappel down? Is the hot air balloon just, like, slowly drifting away now?
I genuinely don't know because, like, the Pokeballs didn't shatter the whole thing. It just broke two little spots.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe they just slid out and grabbed onto the rope and tied it off at the door or something. Maybe. I don't know.
It's a cartoon.
So they start doing their to protect the world from devastation shtick.
Yeah, they get through the whole thing, and Ash is like, what are you guys even talking about?
I'm 10. What are you doing?
And Jesse's like, oh, the little boy doesn't get it.
He's like, get away from my Pikachu. And they're like, that's a Pikachu.
Yeah, because they're like, we're here to steal all the Pokemon, you little nerd. And he's like, not my Pikachu. And she's like, yeah, not your Pikachu.
And they're like, we want rare and exotic Pokemon.
And Nurse Joy is like, hey, you're in the first city of the region in a hospital where there's a bunch of weak
Well, I think the first Pokemon. City is subjective.
It is.
But yeah, exactly.
She's like, there's a bunch of weak common Pokemon here. What are you doing?
And they're like, yeah, well, some of them might be good.
Yeah, we're looking for that gem in the Poker rough. They say something stupid. Something equally as stupid as what I just said. Ash says, you're starting to bug me. And then James. He's like, oh, the boy is bugged. It's just like this weird, is that weird anime, just like, we have a shot here that we need to put dialogue
right,
on.
Right, yeah. It's like, guys, you can just cut it. You can just cut that out. Right. If it's slowing the thing down. So they, like, attack. And Ash and Nurse Joy and Misty. Yeah.
Joy jumps over to a computer and calls another Pokemon Center. We find out in a second it's the Pewter City.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, we're being attacked by thieves. I'm going to send you all the Pokemon.
We're going to transfer all of our Pokemon over. So they hide in a room and, like, lock the door, I guess.
Yeah.
And so they start putting this, like, robot arm.
And it only goes one at a time.
Yeah. Like you
they're turning these Pokeballs with living creatures in them into energy and zapping them to another city, but they can only do it one.
They
at
have
a time.
To take a robot, or like they're not even on like a conveyor. It's not like an easy like pneumatic tube system. It's just like a raw arm has to come out and grab it and put it on a little conveyor belt thing.
So this is the lowest high tech.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like people are like, what's super high tech? Oh, it teleports there. But then they didn't like think of all the other cool stuff it could do. Like, just, like, automatically, like, run them down the line or anything. There's no, like, little trap doors that drop them onto a belt.
Or, like, a bank drive-through chute.
Yeah, a pneumatic tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very strange. So they do, like, two, and coughing bursts through the door.
Yeah, he just pumps so much smoke at the door that it bursts open. Smoke comes pouring in. Pokeballs are all over the floor.
Jesse James is like, all right, time to kill you because you got away from us.
We're going to kill you and take these Pokemon. And Misty's like, Ash, grab a Pokeball and chuck it. We're in a war right now.
So he throws a Pokeball to Pidgey. Pidgey sees Ekans is like, Pidgey out.
No, thank you.
Also, that's someone's Pokemon.
That's somebody else's Pokemon.
And it, like, that seems really weird to me.
It shouldn't work?
I don't know.
Ash has no badges, so this Pidgey wouldn't listen to it.
Right, because he didn't catch it, and he also has no badges. But, like, he throws it, the Pidgey's like, well, no, the heck with that. I'm not fighting this Ekans. So he flies away. Then Ash is like, all right, I'm going to try another one. Throws it, bonk, empty Pokeball.
Empty. And Nurse Joy's like, well, sometimes they're not in there.
Why do you have empty ones on the shelf?
Maybe there's Pokemon out, like, in treatment?
In, like, the recovery rooms and stuff? Maybe, okay. Also, like, no one's helping. Ash and Nurse Joy and Missy are the only people here. And then he's like, all right, well, this one's a good one. I can tell. And he throws it, and it's a Rattata.
Who gets just as scared of Ekans.
Yeah. And then they start, Missy's like, well, I'll take care of it myself.
Misty. Ash, get Pikachu out of here. I'm going to take care of this. Yeah, Misty steps up. She's like, I'll get him. And then there's, like, some banter between her and Team Rocket. Yeah. The pretty girl thinks she could fight or something.
She's like, well, I am pretty. Thanks for the compliment. And she's like, yeah, you're pretty pathetic.
And that makes Misty so mad that she sends Goldeen out to flop on the floor.
Right. And okay, I have an explanation for this, but we'll get to it.
I know what she's doing. She's just trying to stall
for time. She's buying some time. And she's like, that was a warm up because everyone knows water Pokemon can't fight on land.
This is the second episode. This aired like shortly after the game came out over here. Or shortly before?
I think it was just after. I didn't
chances
check.
Are, if you watched this when it aired, you didn't know that, spoilers, Misty is the gym leader. She's the Cerulean City gym leader.
You don't know she's a gym leader, and you don't know that she only has water Pokemon.
She could murder Team Rocket if she wanted to.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't know. She's just stalling for time, and I don't know. I guess she doesn't want to show her hand.
But, like, she doesn't. Because she's like, get Pikachu out of here. And Ash is like, right. And runs away. And then Ekans and Koffing just chase him.
And yeah, like right by her. And then I guess she leaves. I don't know what happens.
I don't either. Oh, we missed the part earlier where Team Rocket cut the power. This is shortly after they attacked.
Oh yeah, Ekans bites through a bunch of wires.
Yeah, so the power goes out. And then Nurse Joy is like, it's a good thing we have our own backup Pika power source.
And there's like this little treadmill with a upside down bowl collecting Pikachu energy. And they're just Pikachus running around in a circle.
Yep. There's like, keep in mind that there's like 8 Pikachus on this little treadmill.
There might be more than that, but yeah, there's like...
There's 8 to 12. There's like no more than 12.
No more than 12 for sure.
So they're now being chased. They all are now being chased by Koffing and Ekans back out into the lobby. I don't know.
Well, no, I don't know
where we are.
I don't know what happened to Nurse Joy or Misty. Because okay. I guess they just got blown right by because they are not in
the Ash is pushing the stretcher because Pikachu is still out at this point.
And he hits the bike. He hits the bike in the lobby and stops. And he's like, ah, oh, crap. And so Pikachu's like, hey, oh, what up, guys? I'm back.
Hey, I'm all better.
Hey, I'm fine
still
now.
A little scuffed up, but and, I'm like, I'm fine.
And they come in, they're like, all right, that's it. You made us mad, and we're just going to kill you first to get rid of you. And then we're going to get to steal the Pokemon, all right? And then 100,000 Pikachus.
Pikachu calls them. Ash's Pikachu is like, Pikachu, guys. And then... Yeah, like 9 million Pikachu jump out of the backup powered
and they just like
chamber.
They Pikapile up on Pikachu and they blast Team Rocket.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't like, it's not super effective.
They're
or
like,
anything.
Ow.
Yeah. They're like, hey, cut it out. And then Pikachu is like, hey, Ash, because just pops up. He's standing on like a pile of his kin.
Right.
And he's like, hey, Pika Pika. And Ash is like,
Pika Pika Pikachu.
Ash is like, Pika? Pika?
My note is, Ash learns some Pikachu.
Yeah. You know, like, when you, like, meow at a cat? That's what Ash is doing right now.
But he translates. I guess, you want Pika power.
I guess they figured it out, because he hops on the bike, it's upside down, and he starts pedaling, and that is generating power somehow?
Yeah, that's not how bikes work.
No.
Because the bike is upside down. Its handlebars and seat are on the ground.
Yeah.
And Ash is, like... holding the front tire and pedaling the pedals the wrong way, which is generating so much electricity that the headlight on the bike lights up, and then Pikachu gets supercharged again. So he's just gaining levels. He gained 50 levels by killing all those Spearows.
Yeah.
He's beating humans in battle, so who knows how much experience points that is.
He's also being like actively generated by outside lightning sources, so like I don't know if that's like boosting his power stores or something.
Right.
I feel like that might be it. It somehow generates this light is connected to it, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, it's just to show like he's making more power,
yeah,
but like that's not how any of that works. That's a battery operated headlight.
Nope, it's connected directly
to the pedals
to the alternator to your bicycle's alternator.
This gives Pikachu enough power to not only zap Team Rocket, but to nuclear explode the Pokemon Center.
The building goes up in flames. We cut outside to Jenny, who pulls up and is like, oh, I missed the action, I guess, and not the fireworks show.
She is not worried enough about what just happened.
Real cool, they blew up a hospital.
Well, it was 1998, it was different times.
I guess.
So then we cut to... Team Rocket hanging on to a rope dangling from their hot air balloon.
Yep.
They're like, that's the most powerful Pikachu. We must now chase
it
forever. And they are just like Ash. They're just as bad as Ash.
Yeah.
Because they can't let it go. And they never let it go.
And then the hole blows in the balloon. And they go spinning off into the ether.
Team Rocket blasts off for the first time.
For the first time. And that's it. That's where my memory stops.
We do go back down to the Pokemon Center.
Okay.
There's a shot of Nurse Joy with Officer Jenny in the rubble of the Pokemon Center at a still-functioning computer talking to a Nurse Joy in Pewter City saying, hey, transfer was successful. Good job. We did it.
Great job.
That must be where Misty and Nurse Joy were. They were still transferring the Pokemon.
Okay. All right. I like that. That's pretty cool. But that's it, right? We don't see, like, Ash...
No, we do.
We get a little
teaser for the next episode, because...
Misty's following him still.
Yeah, Officer Jenny is like, they're headed your way, because they're talking to
They took
Pewter
off
City.
Before we could arrest them for blowing up a Pokemon Center.
Yeah, they're going through Viridian Forest, and Nurse Joy's like, hope they'll be okay. Jenny says, oh, those three will be fine, they're plucky, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Smash cut to an external shot of the forest, and Misty's screaming because there's a bug.
Yeah, she's like, it's gross, he's like, it's just a Caterpie. And she's like,
he's excited, he loves Caterpie.
She's like, I don't care what it is, I hate it. It's got too many legs, it ain't right. And he's like, hey, don't worry, I got this. Pulls out his Pokeball, and like expands it.
Turns his hat.
Obviously. He's not going to fight it. He hasn't learned his lesson.
No.
You have to
Ash,
fight.
I wrote that down. They encounter Caterpie, and Ash hasn't learned a damn thing.
Yeah, like, bro, you need to hit it, like, once. I know it's a Caterpie, so, like, maybe if you throw the Pokeball at it, you'll have beaten it real good, and then you can catch it. But, like, come on,
yeah,
man.
It stops.
But it stops with, like, him, like, about to throw, I guess.
About to throw, or he throws it and it stops with the Pokeball like just in front of his hand.
Maybe. I don't remember.
But it stops. The narrator just runs down like a list of stuff. He's like, all these questions will be answered on the next episode of Pokemon. And he just blatantly lied to your face because one of those questions was Misty's bike. And yeah, that does not get answered next episode.
In one of the episodes I watched for the regular series, for Pokemon World Tour, the regular one, she just says, like, I guess I'm giving up on the bike. So, like, it will be answered, but certainly not in the next episode.
So that's it for this episode of Pokemon. Jake, what did you think?
What did I think? I thought it was pretty good. I think it was pretty good. But I think it's pretty good in relation to some episodes that I have seen since then. It gets...
like, the cute banter between Jenny and Joy is like, where is that show, right?
Right. I want just a show in a Pokemon city, you know?
Yeah.
Like, with, like, the day-to-day going on. Like, that'd be neat. I don't like that Team Rocket is set up to be this cool thing and then immediately is like, oh, no, they suck. Don't worry, kids. They're not
a
threat.
Well, I mean, they did a lot.
They did do a lot of
damage. They caused a lot of ruckus. They did not get away with any Pokemon.
But they leave like chumps.
But Ash is the one who blew up the Pokemon Center.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if they're like, oh, Ash blew up the Pokemon Center, they could just easily be like, well, they're already wanted for... theft. We can just add
we'll just
arson.
Pin that on them.
Like, we can just add arson.
Terrorism?
To that. I think terrorism. Yeah. We can just add that to their list. You know, it won't up the rate of like how bad we want to get them at all because we never catch them, but whatever. Whatever. They'll be losers in no time.
Yep.
What did you think?
I liked it. I don't know. I liked the show, so. I thought it was good. It was a good mixture of goofy.
The first, like, 4 minutes are like, where is this show?
Yeah.
Where did this show go? And then the rest of the episode was like, I don't know.
I don't know. We had it, and we let it go,
right,
and
here.
It floated up into the sky and got hit by an airplane. I like it. I don't like Ash, but I like the show.
Yeah, I really like Misty.
I also like that the show also does not like Ash.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know that that was, like, a thing that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Is it, like, the show was actively like, this guy, right? But I like Misty. I really like Officer Jenny and Nurse Joy.
Yeah.
Especially Officer Jenny. I think I like that she has like a really defined character right at the gate, which is like accusatory. That's like her main characteristic.
And Nurse Joy just being mad when Pokemon are hurt.
Yeah. Like, and also like real passive aggressive about everything else around that. Like, you know, we do have a driveway that you could have used.
Oh, yeah.
Goes right up to the emergency room. I don't know. I'm just saying, next time use the driveway. But that's it.
That's it. Yep. Next time we're going to be watching Ash Catches a Pokemon. I'll let you guys take a wild guess at who that might be.
Is that the name of the episode?
Yep.
Well, really, really burying the lead with that one.
It's a stressful episode. I like Misty, but she pisses me off in that episode.
Okay. So we're on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter at PWT Podcast. And you can email us, pwtpodcast@gmail.com. Pretty easy to find us. And if you enjoy this and you're like, hey, I want several more episodes right now. If you're listening to this in the future on the regular feed, there are more episodes just waiting for you at patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For only $5 a month, you can get access to
them. All you gotta do is drop a Lincoln.
So.
Not the car. Don't drop that. That'd be very...
That's
very attitude era of you to do.
Don't do that. Just like a $5 bill. You got that.
Remember when Stone Cold ran over the rocks Lincoln Continental with a monster truck?
I do.
Anyway, this has been Pokemon World Tour Anime Edition. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And until next time, smell you later.
I want to be the best that ever was. To beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause.
Zubat, Primate, Meowth, Onix, Geodude, Rapidash, Magneton, Snorlax, Gengar, Tangela, Goldeen, Spearow, Weezing, Seal, Gyarados, Slowbro!
Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah.
Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon!
Ow! Kabuto, Persian, Paris, Horsey, Raticate, Magnemite, Kadabra, Weepinbell, Ditto, Cloyster, Caterpie, Sandshrew, Bubbles, Charmander, Gold.